GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show, and if we're friends on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter, you get the question of the day before it comes out of our mouth and out of your radio, such as the case today. Do you trust local law enforcement? Now, we know that's kind of an open-ended question, and there's a lot of interpretation, but we use current events to present this question to you. Did you get a chance to read up about the story of Michael Teggy yesterday, George?
I not only read up on it, I thought a lot about it, because I kind of think what might be going on,
yep.
But I don't know.
Michael Teggy, first, you need to rewind and know that this guy, who's now 48 years old, and he's, I guess his hometown is Sterling, Colorado, and he's wanted for felony sex charges. Now, let's stop right there. If the cops want you for felony sex charges in one state, okay, maybe there's been a misunderstanding. When they want you in two states, so you add Florida and Nebraska, and whoa, when you do a little research on the guy and his name and some of the charges, you find it's Florida, Nebraska, and Vermont. Okay?
An equal opportunity perv.
Allegedly, apparently. George Hill said that. Rick Tyler didn't. Sue George, not Rick. So Bangor police get a tip that this guy, Michael Teggy, is at a hotel in Bangor. And they go to the hotel Thursday morning and they ask the hotel manager to please let us take a look at, and I want to see exactly what the term is. I want to make sure it's not the, like in the 1950s.
They wanted to view the residency records.
Residency records, okay. Now, it's not like the, what is it called, the register? The registry, when you come into the, you know, the 1950s.
Well, it's an occupancy record.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is I'm comparing it to what some people might have, their only experience in this might be seeing a 1950s TV show or movie where the couple checks in and would you like to sign the register, sir? And then they turn the book around and then you write your name and the register is okay. So Bangor police say, okay, I need to look at the occupancy record. And the manager says no.
And he's not the first manager ever to say no.
Exactly.
However.
Now before
I want to park on however.
I know. I'm ready to park. I'm ready to put a pin in that too. Put yourself in the shoes of the manager just for a moment. And imagine that the only experience you've had in such a matter, even though I would hope your training would have you beyond this, maybe your only experience is watching 1970s TV shows and movies. And what do you say back to the cops? Go get a warrant. Okay, let's go back to now the pin.
Well, you really went right to the heart of the matter when you said it's training. Now, I
think so, too.
This is part of a corporate group. When a visitor checks into a hotel or motel, the Fourth Amendment does not apply to the owner of the establishment. The amendment does not apply to private persons.
I've only had one cup of coffee. Can you dumb that down for me?
All right. In 41 states, there's been a lot of Supreme Court issues on this, by the way. In fact, there was one, I think, 4 or 5 years ago on this.
This is dumbing it down?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still waiting for I'm waiting for the dumb on this, buddy.
41 states.
Okay, 41 states, yep.
The fact that a specific individual is a guest in a hotel or a motel is not private because in 41 states, I'm assuming Maine.
Okay, so in 41 states, if you check into a hotel or motel,
police
you're not there private.
Police have been given the authority to inspect guest registries without getting a court order.
Now, as I understand it, indeed, as you just said, Maine is one of those states.
That's what I understand.
So let's go back just for a second. We're the manager, okay, at this hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. It's not the Holiday Inn. Okay, I'm just quoting a song, Rapper's Delight. Either you don't know the law, or you do know the law and you're playing hardball.
Or corporate said no. It's a Fourth Amendment problem.
Well, I can. Well, no, that falls under one of the two. Either you're ignorant of the law or you are ignoring the law, okay? So that's one of the two, because the guy had to make an initial no before he picked up the phone and said, wait a minute, I got to call my boss. And you can understand. I guess I can understand the manager doing that. But when law enforcement, as I understand, politely reminded the gentleman that Maine is one of those 41 states in which we are allowed to see, and you, yes, you need to turn over the occupancy records here of the residence inn, the guy still said no. Or the manager still said no.
Well, again, the Supreme Court rulings was very specific. There is a layer of privacy protection that you have when you're, for instance, they can't walk into your room without a warrant in a hotel. They can't.
Mm-hmm. But they can check that occupancy record.
According to what I know, we're not playing lawyers, but we are. One's coming in.
No, I looked it up. It is.
Yeah. The decision, an ordinance requiring hotel and motel owners to keep detailed records of everyone and give the police unrestricted access without a court order is not in effect. But they can walk in and say, we've got reason to believe that we've got a bad guy in here. Can we see your occupancy register under what I'm reading? At least in 41 states, the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply to that.
Now, so I devised the question of the day after a moment of pause, reflection, and prayer. Do you trust local law enforcement? This is an example, okay? And lots of response to this. At some point, I am thinking, I want some level of protection from, again, unwarranted search and seizure, or it's not written unwanted disclosure of where I am and what I am doing. But there is some level of protection I want or expect, some privacy that I expect. And you may expect it as well, listeners, not you, George. But in this case, the law, state law required that hotels show the guest record to, here's the key phrase, any lawfully agent of the licensing authority. Either this clerk, this manager didn't know that Bangor police fit into that category of any lawful agent of the licensing authority. They weren't, from doing some follow-up communication, Bangor police weren't fishing.
No, they were trying to catch
the guy. They were not fishing for this guy. And there are some arguments, and this takes us back to our discussion about ICE in downtown Portland and what ICE has been accused of doing. Bangor police wasn't fishing. They were after a bad guy that they knew was wanted in Nebraska and Florida and Vermont. But this guy at the front desk said no. And now he's facing a Class E misdemeanor.
Yeah. Again, there are, amazingly, I didn't even think about it till last night when I read the story. There are laws, including, again, a Supreme Court ruling, that when a traveler checks into a hotel or motel, the Constitution at least goes part of the way to assure that visit is shielded by privacy.
Okay, but in this case...
In this case, the police officer seems to be within his rights to say, is Joe Blow staying here?
By the way, sidebar on this, okay? All right. If I'm going to expect to find a shady bad guy character, I wasn't expecting him at this place.
Yeah, it's pretty fancy.
It's pretty fancy play. I was expecting him, you know, outskirts of town at the Notel Motel. Text messages coming into a 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Capital letters here, okay? This person writes to us, capital letters. Do not trust the cops. It is overreach. If the cops had articulable probable cause, they could get a warrant. Not let them go for easy, low-hanging fruit. I understand the need for articulable probable cause, but in this case, they weren't barging in going up the elevator and pounding on the door on the fourth floor.
Yeah,
they just wanted to look at the occupancy record.
Exactly. The Constitution's Fourth Amendment is your protection against unreasonable search and seizure.
Oh, this person wants to know. So what happened? What ended up happening? Did the manager get arrested too? No, the manager is just now facing a charge. And by the way, it could go from the manager and it could go back to Marriott. It could go back to the company.
Well, it's Class E is what, $1,000 fine, and well, he's not going
to
do it.
They could get 180 days in jail, but it's doubtful it needs to come to this. But they did get the guy, Teggy, the next morning. Check that. Not the next morning. They got him that afternoon.
They found him, yeah.
And now he's awaiting extradition. They're
going
to take him back to Florida for charges.
He's going to the warm place.
Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you trust local law enforcement?
Yeah, completely. I mean, why not? You know, I remember at a time when you had to have your draft card on you. They were always checking you for ID, and they've always checked in hotels and motels for bad guys. Now, it's a shame they don't have this kind of scrutiny on the illegal alien situation.
This person writes to us, what about your home if some guest is staying there?
That's different.
For that, you need a warrant, and you'll hear another account in our newscasts today about a fella looking for David Alexander, 26 of Lyman. Here's the compare and contrast. He was staying at a home, and the police knew he was there. No occupancy record of the home, but they went and they got the warrant, and they found drugs, cash, and they found a gun. They questioned him about the gun, and he said something to the effect, according to the court accounts, well, I've got to protect myself against other dealers. And now he's going to prison for 5 years. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you trust local law enforcement?
Absolutely. However, I think you touched upon it. I'm sure this is a Marriott thing, since it's the Supreme Court has ruled against it, and they're just worried. We get how many 10,000 facilities, and now we're, you know, if we don't show that we did our best to make not give the guest registry guest, you know, this person suppose it could sue now. You know, he's going to have lawyers calling him going, we'll represent you because they shouldn't have let that information. That'll end up in court. It just becomes a quagmire of, you know what.
Clear in line two and room for your call now at 1-800-966-1039.
Well, to the previous caller in a house, the police can get a warrant. They can come without a warrant if they have probable cause.
Yeah, if you hear, and again, this is what we've learned from 1970s movies. Yeah. If you hear someone screaming in the house,
you've got to prove probable cause. But when you check into a hotel or motel room, the Fourth Amendment does not apply to the owner of the establishment. The amendment does not apply to private persons. The fact that here in Maine that the police asked to see the registry appears on the surface of things to be perfectly legal.
Let's answer this question that's texted to us, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. So if someone calls a hotel looking for a person, the clerk can't give out that. But police with no solid evidence can request to see the names and get it without a warrant?
Yes.
Okay, well, first, two things to this person that's wrote this to us. Yes, they can, because Maine is one of those 41 states. And also, no solid evidence. Police had the information and a description about Michael Teggy from Colorado, from Florida, from Nebraska, and from Vermont. And the tip led them to this hotel motel in Bangor, Maine. And when they went to the front desk, they presented, as I have learned, they presented all of that information to the clerk manager. So when you say no solid evidence, there is some, I don't know if you would call it evidence, but you would certainly call it circumstantial evidence.
Well, they get a law. That's a better thing.
When we come back, your call on the PDQ door telephone line as we ask the question of the day, based on the current events in the Queen City, do you trust local law enforcement? And vote online on the question of the day at WVOMFM.com. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.